In the name of Jesus Christ, let us start our afternoon prayer section. Let's sing him 410. Every time we have our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share with you what does that means and how come it is so important to pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and how come when we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the prayer is so powerful. First, let's refer to the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Philippians, chapter 2. The book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 6. But made him of no reputation, taking the form of an bond servant, and coming in the likeness of man, verse 8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross, verse 9. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and give him the name which is above every name. Verse 10. That the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and those in heaven, and those on earth, and those under the earth. Chapter 2, start from verse 7 to verse 10, is talking about the name of Jesus. How come it's so powerful? When Jesus came to the world, he adopted a human being. So from the heavenly kingdom, he humbled himself to become a human being. He sacrificed a lot. But when he became a human being, he was born in a carpenter's family in a very humble way. And later on, he humbled himself like a servant to serve, to wash the feet of disciples, to serve people. And eventually, he was handed over to be crucified like a sinner. So the Almighty God become human being, become servant, and become a sinner. So from the highest, most glory place, he lowered down himself to the lowest status like a sinner. And because of this reason, after Jesus Christ resurrected, so God gives the name of Jesus all the authority. So verse 9, God also highly exalt him and give him the name. The name is the name of Jesus, and which is above every name. So under the heaven, there is only one name. So powerful, so glorious. That is the name of Jesus. And this name above every name. In the world. And then, at the name Jesus, every knee should bow. So this is a very powerful name. Every knee should bow. And then, those in heaven in the spiritual realm, or those on earth, that means a physical realm, including the spiritual realm, including the physical realm, everything has to bow down under the name of Jesus Christ. So that is the reason today why we have to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are able to cast out the Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are able to baptize a person and the sin can be forgiven. When the apostles, they do their ministry and they perform the miracle, in the name of Jesus Christ, ask the leper, the paralyzed, to walk, even the dead resurrected. In the name of Jesus Christ, they pray, and the Holy Spirit descend from heaven. So today, we are nothing but a human being, but God give us this so precious name, this so holy name, so powerful name. So every prayer, when we pray, we have to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's see Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. Verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority has been given to Jesus, has been given to the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus represents Jesus himself. So verse 19, Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Actually, that means the name of Jesus Christ. So the apostles, they carry with them the name of Jesus Christ to baptize people. They carry the name Jesus Christ to perform the miracles and to experience the abundance of God. So today, when we pray, how can the name of Jesus Christ really can manifest as powerful as in the time of the apostolic church? That what we have to think about. Because when we pray in the name of Jesus Christ too. The same with the book of Acts. They do everything in the name of Jesus Christ too. And how come when they use the name of Jesus Christ, they were able to produce so powerful result? There are some conditions attached. Now let's see John chapter 15, the book of John chapter 15, verse 7. John 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, and you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Chapter 15, verse 7 say, if we abide in him and his words in us, whatever we ask for, and it will be done for us. So in order the name of God can be manifest his power, one of the very important conditions is we have to abide in him. John chapter 15 say we are like a branch, and Jesus is a trunk, is a true vine. When the branch attached to the true vine, and then we abide in him. So abide in him means we always connect our heart with the Lord Jesus Christ, with God himself. If only the time you pray, we think about God. Yes, it's good, but the prayer may be not very powerful. Any moment, if we try to live a life really connected with God, then when we are in need, you pray. Even the prayer is very short, and that prayer will be very powerful. So a powerful prayer actually coming from the daily life, we live a life really attached together with God. That kind of lifestyle will make our prayer, will make us to use the name of Jesus Christ become very powerful. And what is the law? What is God? God is the words. So he say, let my words in you, and you pray, I will fulfill your prayer. So if we think about the words always, every day we read the words of God, and we meditate the words of God, we talk about the words of God, and through the words of God, we are connected with Jesus Christ. So you see, every prayer, first we have to study the words of God to prepare ourselves so our heart can be connected through the movement of the words of God. And when we kneel down, it's easier for us to have a deep prayer. So this is one of the very important conditions. When we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, it can be effective. He will answer our prayer. We have to last let His words abide in us, so that whatever we pray, He will answer our prayer. And also John chapter 15, verse 16. John, the same chapter, John chapter 15, verse 16. You do not choose me, but I choose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. So verse 16, you can see the condition. Whatever we ask the Father in His name, the name of Jesus, and He may give us. And the condition is we have to bear the fruit. What does bear the fruit means? Fruit is something tangible. But the life is something intangible. Holy Spirit is something intangible, but the fruit is tangible. So what does that mean, being filled by the Holy Spirit? Yes, in a very narrow sense, when you pray, you speak a very fluent tongue, or your body shake very heavily, that considered being filled by the Holy Spirit. So sometimes a person newly received Holy Spirit, they vibrate very heavily, the tongue very fluently. But eventually, when a person been filled by the Holy Spirit, you can tell from their life. If they can bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, nine kinds of fruit of the Holy Spirit, they have joy, they have peace, they have love, they have patience, they have self-control, and this person is filled with the Holy Spirit. So if a person, they can bear the fruit in the daily life, and when they kneel down and pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and that prayer will be very powerful. You know that when you plant a fruit in your yard, eventually the fruit will serve you and your whole family. So in your yard, you have planted several fruit trees. All the four seasons, you have different fruit to enjoy it. How wonderful it is, right? And since the Bible says the fruit of Holy Spirit means if we deep in our family, we always have a different kind of virtue appear in our family life. So all the family, because of virtue, they feel so wonderful. It is for you to be in our family. And when we deep our life in our family, we really can benefit every family member because we bear the fruit. And then our prayer will be more effective. Because according to Jesus Christ say, if you bear the fruit, your prayer in the name of Jesus will be answered by Him. So whether our prayer can be effective or not, of course, it has something to do when you kneel down, whether you concentrate your mind, whether you pray with faith, whether you repent. But not only that. God is looking at you and see who is praying. If the person who is praying in daily life, they really live a life to glorify God's name, live a life really transformed in accordance with God's teaching. And this person kneel down and pray, the prayer will produce a great effect. So we look into the apostle. Sometimes their prayer is very short. Sometimes they don't pray, just in the name of Jesus, and a miracle performed. How can this be possible? Because apostles have very high spirituality. Their heart is always attached with God. And their life always try to show the truth they believe. Their life has been transformed. So God totally abides with them. So when they use the name of Jesus Christ, and this name is so powerful, manifest through the vessel, His worker. So in order to have our prayer more powerful, we need to transform ourselves. Now, let's see 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. He said, whatever we ask, we receive from him. And this prayer is very effective because whatever you ask, you will receive from God. God will answer your prayer. So this prayer is very effective. And what is the condition? Now, when we pray in his name, our prayer will be very effective. The condition is we keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing to his sight. So we have make a determination, whatever I do, whatever I say, I'm going to please my master who is in heaven. If you have this kind of attitude to live your life, do ever whatever to please him, then the prayer in the name of Jesus will be very powerful. And what is the things really can please God? Next sentence. 23. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in on his name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he give us the commandment. Here talk about two conditions. The first condition, we believe his Son, Jesus. Right now, we already believe Jesus Christ. So no problem about this. But the second one is the one we have to strive towards and love one another. In other words, when we pray, if we pray with a heart of love, our prayer will produce a great effect. We use the name of Jesus Christ, and the name will have a great effect. For example, when we pray for other people, you can pray for other people out of some kind of responsibility or some kind of routine. You are saying the name of other people, name the name of other people, you think about other people in your prayer, but in your heart, you have no feeling. If we pray for other people and our heart has no feeling about other people's difficulty, that means we have no love. When we have love, other people have difficulty. You are going to have feel the pain of other people's feeling. When you start to feel other people's pain and you pray for him, and that prayer will be very different. Because when you pray with love, and God is with you, because God is love. There was a brother who visited quite often, joined the visitation team. But he always felt that his prayer seems no power at all. So one day, he visited the hospital. He prayed to God, God, please let me feel the one, the pain of the one who lie down on bed. So when he prayed in this way, all of a sudden, God let him feel the pain of the person who lie down on the bed. He feels so painful. When he feels so painful, he prays so hard. After the prayer, the person say, oh, thank God, after you pray for me, my pain released. So wonderful, right? So when we pray to others, not only that they're routine or that's a responsibility, if you can feel the person you pray for and you pray in love, and there is God because God is love. And quite often, we heard a lot of testimony. Some people pray for Holy Spirit for a long time and never receive Holy Spirit. But when they pray for other people, they are not praying for Holy Spirit for themselves. They pray for other people in that moment. The person received Holy Spirit. I know there was a brother praying for Holy Spirit for a long time, and he did not receive Holy Spirit. One time, that brother visited a sister who was sick very badly, and the brother looked at the sister. He felt very sad about the sister. So when he prayed, he really sympathized the sister. He did not pray for Holy Spirit, but in that prayer, he received the Holy Spirit. Why? Because when he pray with love, God is in him, and his prayer is effective, and God knows what he needs. God give him Holy Spirit. So now we are going to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray with a heart of love. Let us pray with the words of God abide in us. And let's make determination. We do everything to please him. And the name of Jesus Christ will be very powerful when you use his name to pray. Let's come forward and pray.